All right, we are here at the Ag Careers Ag HR Roundtable at Purdue University. With me is Ashley Collins with AgCareers.com. And Ashley, what's your title?
Education Coordinator.
And we just had a panel discussion on understanding recruitment philosophy. Tell me about the participants in that panel.
Sure. We had four panelists, two of those from institutions, one of which was Ivy Tech Community College, so a two-year school, and then Penn State University. We had the College of Ag Career Services representative, and then we had two employer representatives, one from ADM from a recruiting role, and then one from Crop Production Services. And we just kind of talked about recruitment philosophy, both from the scholastic and then also the company standpoint and what they're doing in college recruitment.
What were some of the questions that you got that generated some good discussion?
Sure, probably the hot topic of it that came out was parental involvement in college recruitment. So young students involving their parents in the interview process and the job search process and the job acceptance process, and how companies are reacting to that, and then how universities are trying to help students help their parents with whether or not to be involved or not in that process with the students. And so a lot of different angles from different employers who were here today, and a lot of conversation on that topic.
Well, a lot. It seems like things. Well, just like anything else, recruitment strategies are changing. What are some of the changes that you're seeing that are necessary to recruit people for the ag industry?
Sure. One of the things that we talked about on the panel was involvement with industry associations, organizations that students will be involved in. So not only attending a career fair, but backing that up and running into that student at other events that they're involved in for an opportunity to kind of get to know them a little bit more. On the panel, resumes got brought up and how resumes are changing, what are employers looking for on resumes, how students sell themselves on a resume. But at the end of the conversation, it really came back to it's all about how the student sells themselves verbally and communication-wise when they interact with that employer face-to-face.
Now, one of Ag Careers' partners is AFA, which is a student organization. Tell me about that.
Sure. AFA stands for Agriculture Future America. They're an organization that really kind of founded on the basics of quality over quantity. So they're very focused in the Midwest, and they bring students in for a three-track conference at in the fall, in November. And at that conference, they start out learning about resumes, and they build onto that in the next year leadership, and there's a career fair component. And those students are wonderfully polished to come into the workplace because they've spent that time at that conference for 3 years being polished by these industry leaders. Companies support AFA, and then they have a leadership team that works with these students as well and really helps them hone their skills and sell themselves to an employer.
Well, another acronym we've heard a lot here is JAG. What's that?
JAG stands for Jobs for America's Graduates. They're an organization based out of Washington, D.C. They do not have a presence in all 50 states. They're in, I think, 32 of the 50 states right now. And they really focus on taking those students who are at risk for dropping out of school and keeping them focused in high school, and maybe polishing them up for a job that they can do at the high school level to get them to go into the professional level, whatever they can do to keep them from dropping out of school that are at risk. And AgCareers.com and ADM are currently the only two agricultural-related companies and organizations supporting JAG, and so we've really tapped into that to get those kids excited about agricultural careers and to understand that they are a skilled labor that we need, and they can come work in our industry either right out of high school or with like a two-year degree. So it's a really great partnership that we have with them, and we look forward to continuing that.
Well, Ashley, you're pretty young. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got involved with Ag Careers.
Sure. Well, I interned with AgCareers.com, and that was an interesting a little bit how I came to even do that. I was using the job board to apply to an internship in the Midwest because I'm from the East Coast, from the South, and I thought in order to be in agriculture, I had to go out to the Midwest, and was interviewed for both two positions but didn't get them. Luckily, the Eric Spell, who's president of Ag Careers, saw me applying to some of those and offered me his internship with AgCareers.com, so I got to stay in the South and really opened my eyes to what agriculture was, because now I get to work with so many employers in the industry. And so from my internship, it grew into what I've now been here 8 years. Went from an intern to in a sales position in customer support to on our marketing team and focusing on university relations.
So you've really seen AgCareers.com grow.
I have. When I came to work here, there were three of us, and I've seen us grow to about 15 employees over those years. So it's been remarkable, and we're here at the roundtable. I remember when there were 80 people here, and now we're close to 200. So it's been a wonderful experience.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the agcareers.com Ag HR Roundtable at Purdue University, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.